Okay, you're up to the Gemara here. Rav Ches Amar Aleph. Rav Loza, Rav Shimon Aymeri, Be'ach Betisha. They both say that Wednesday Shoshan the first day Tisha. Am Rabbi Yechon. Shnei Mikra Chadoshu. The Machleik is here. Whether it's Echad Be'el or Echad Betisha, Ma'ase Behemis. Actually, you're arguing about a pasuk. Shnei, but it says a pasuk. Love Shucharim Hatzoin. So the tzoin that they dressed up there with extra wool. We'll soon see what that means. But Amokim Yad for Bar, and then the grains over there they also grew extra. Yisroel. The wheat, yeah. Yisroel Af Yoshidu. They banged against each other, and they also even began singing. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi loves shucharim atzoin. Mikro hu b'sefer tehillim. It's a pasuk in tehillim. Love shucharim atzoin va'amokim yad fubar yisrael af yeshiru. What does it mean? Love shucharim atzoin. So Rashi here teaches mislapshes hakvosim shemis abres. That a sheep when it's pregnant looks like it put on another layer of clothing. And Rashi elsewhere learns pshat is that when the sheep mate with each other. Yatfubar shahazriyat semachas. So the plants they grow, and he keres yafan. They look nice. Yisra'au, they bang each other. Af yashir, it sounds like they're singing. Benisin kishegiyas man hakotzi v'hatfua bekoshishla. When it comes the time for the tfua grows with the chaff. V'haruach menashavis, and the wind blows at them. V'hein noikshin zozu, and they bang against each other. Nishma hakol, you can hear a sound. Can you? The Nidreis Kimishaders. Can you hear a sound when two wheat stalks? First of all, they all go in the same way.
Yeah,
like a wind?
In the field, yeah.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
Okay.
Got to get out to the wheat fields more often.
Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara explains the Machlekes. So this is how you read the Pasuk. The main focus of the Pasuk is Love Shukari Matzoin. The Pasuk is talking about Love Shukari Matzoin. Do you know when they mate? Do you know when they give birth? Do you know when they fall pregnant? At the same time when the wheat stalks start growing out of the ground and they start already having chaff and they start banging at each other. Amos, I love Shukari Matzoin. Bizman Shah Mokim Yad for Bar. And when is that? Amos, I Mokim Yad for Bar. But other. Starts happening in other. Now, take the gestation period is 5 months. So 5 months later is middle of Av. Therefore, the first month after that is El. That's why Ma'ase Behemis is El. Most of the animals that fell pregnant this year gave birth by now already. Mis Abris Ba'od, Ve'yelus Ba'av, Rosh Hashanah Shalem, El is El. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, they dash the Pasuk differently. They say just the other way around. The main focus of the Pasuk is the wheat when they grow fully. And when do they grow fully? Mainly in Nisan. Aimless, I love Shukar Matzah. You know when Bizman Shisro, Afishidu, when the main part of the Pasuk, the last part, when they bang against each other, which is a bit more, when they blossom a bit more, and that's Nisan. Aimless, I Shabolam, Aimless, Shira, Benisan. Miss Abri Benisan, we hold that most of the animals, they fall pregnant in Nisan. The Yelda, 5 months later, is El. Therefore, Shonalhan, Tishrei. The other one also exceeds. Everyone agrees that when is a more blossom is Dafkin Nissen. So how could a mayor say it's other? Who ba'afalta? We're talking about the late bloomers that have been Nissen. The late ones, they're the ones that take place in Nissen. But the majority, it happens in other. It says when it begins to blossom, which is other. Who b'charfiyasa? Those are the early ones, the early birds. The asim other. But the tzoin, when did the tzoin over here love shukarim at tzoin when yisrael af yeshiru, which is nissen, and Amea says no, the love shukarim tzoin is when amokim yat v'bar, which is in other. Bishleim l'Amea kirechsiv it says love shukarim at tzoin b'zman, you read the next words shamokim yat v'bar, which is nissen v'eikanami, but there are also some sheep that yisrael af yeshiru that they actually fall pregnant a little bit later when the wheat stalks are big taller. Fine. El Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, if the main thing is the last half of the pasuk, the most sheep is when the stalks bang against each other, then the order of the pasuk should be different. And it should have said, "Love shu kadi matzoin, bizman shi yisrav yishiru." That's the main period, and be ikanami lamogin yafribar. How do you read the pasuk according to them? El Amarav, no. Kuli Alma, everyone agrees. That's not a machlekes at all. Everyone agrees that love shu kadi matzoin. You know when the animals were pregnant. Bizman shamokim yaat fubar in the month of Adar. Different pasuk altogether, whether it's El or Tisha, it goes as follows. It says in the pasuk, ase to ase, maise, that is called tvua zaracha, all the tvua in your field Hayyotze Hasod Shonim. So each year on its own should be, you should give Maisa. Now, why is it twi Maisa? As Aset to Aset. Two different Maisa we're talking about. Maisa Behema and Maisa Dogon. The Maisa you get from your wheat and the Maisa you get from your animals. And to teach you, Bishnei Maasa, that cause of Dabir. Echad Maisa Behema, Echad Maisa Dogon. Now, the Meir learns as follows. The Meir, so Makish. Everyone agrees we're going to compare the mice you give for a behemoth to the mice you give for the wheat. The question is, what exactly are you comparing it to? So mice dog, just like my dog, and since most of it gets ripe and ill. And immediately after that, we go ahead and we give the mice, which is Tishrei. So my animals, since most of the animals, they give birth in of, the closest period to that is ill. Towards the end, that's what you give mice, at mice behemoth, some of them isuri. However, the blood of Shimon takes it literally. No, you compare it to Maisa Dogon. When do you give Maisa Dogon? Tishrei. We learned in the Mishnah that Tishrei is a Maisis. So Tiroso, same thing. Makish Maisa Dogon. Ma, Maisa Dogon, Rishon Shaloi. Tishrei, Tishrei. At Maisa Behemah, Rishon Shaloi. Tishrei, Tishrei. Rashi. Rishon Shaloi, El, Sam, Legomra, Man, Chod, Chod, Yoshon Shaloi, and Lechid, Shoshana. This is a new period, in the old period, when they change hands. With Man, Shisra, Awo, Tashibulim, these talks. The late bloomers, yes, there are some sheep, they don't mate at this until this. According to that mayor, the Dodge Krogers, he loves Shukarim, he dashes the possibility. Literally, that loves Shukarim, the majority of them happen when I'm walking me out for bar. They don't give birth until later on. According to Rabbi Lazar, there are ruba benisin umiyuta beyonder, only a few in the other. If the boyle mitzvah, the pasuk is written another way around. So maase dogun samoch legamre isuri Rosh Hashanah lemaase tishrei. How do you know that Rosh Hashanah for maase tishrei? Why do we take it for maase dogun? The hachi turn lekam. We talk a little later on. The brayse, the tishrei, the brayse later on. And because it says, but really in our Mishnah, Tesha brings from our Mishnah here, Uyirakis. Yirakis is Maisi Yirakis, and if Yirakis is Tishrei, then Lechede also Dagon is Tishrei, because Yirakis is the Rabbanon only Maisi. So that's what Tesha learns. Rashi doesn't learn that from our Mishnah. Rashi doesn't seem to learn Maisi Dagon from Yirakis, he learns from a Braisa later on. Okay. I don't know. Tej already asks, even so, how do you know Maisi Rokas is Tishrei? How does anyone know any Maisi is Tishrei? How do you know? So it says in this pasuk is Shana, and where do we have Shana? Shana is by Tishrei. Shana Beloy Chadoshim is Tishrei. Some leave it out in the field to dry up a little bit. And Tesha brings another interesting Rashi in parentheses, that the Rashi says somewhere else that Shmitin, that Meiser, the mitzvah of Meiser only started when the mitzvah Shmita started. Before they had the mitzvah Shmita, there was no mitzvah Meiser, because the Meiser is to do with the years, the cycle of Shmita. And since we know that Shmita starts Rosh Hashanah, so therefore Meiser must start at the same time as well. Yeah.
Shmita starts right away at Kibush V'Chiluk Haaretz, or
after 14 years.
Yeah.
What's the gay here? The years of the Shonim. We already said that Nisan is for Shtaris. What's Tishrei for? Everything more. Popular Shtaris. Also for Shtaris. Now, we learned before, Shtaris Chayav Mugdam Ipsul, if you predated the Pasul, Lama Chad and delayed Shayin. What are you talking about? Before you said Nisan, Nisan Tishrei, but now we learned Be'echmed Ishan Malachim, the first of Nisan. But me and Lama Hilchasa, and we asked there the same question. What's Negeya? Who cares what we need to know the years, the Tishrei years?
But I mean, if you've got in the Mishnah already, and we went through the whole thing.
But that's Nissan. So what's Tishrei years for? We had a Nissan years for the Shtaris. So what's Tishrei years for? What do you have to know the Tishrei? You said Lushanim. Lushanim Bukhari means to date. Date what? So we say Shtaris. Shtaris, we read before that the dating the Shtaris is Gor Nissan. Bamar Chizu Shtaris. Everything were like Kasha. So the Papa said, no Kasha. Kan Lemalka Yisrael, Kan Lemalka Yisrael. If you're dating it to Yiddish kings, it's the month of Nisan. If you're dating it to Goyish kings, it's the month of Tishrei. The whole discussion we had before. Elohad Amar Rav Chizda said, this is what Rav Chizda said, that it's for dating. Obviously, he meant Malkei Umas Ha'ilam. Lo Yishanu El Lemalka Yisrael. That what? That only for Jewish kings is Nisan. That's what he's trying to tell you. Malkei Zaylam, Tishrei. Mishnah clearly says that this is a Hashanah Malachim, which is for dating starters. Then Mishnah says Hashanah Lashanim. Obviously, the Mishnah means here Malki Yisrael, Malki Yisraelim. What's the Chizda adding that we didn't know from the Mishnah? Mastisin Osla Shmin? No. Rav Chizda Kroy Asa Shmina. Chizda is coming to tell you all those psukim that we had before when Nehemiah and how we learned out that Malki Umas Oilam is a different chesh than Malki Yisrael. That's Rav Chizda coming to teach you, because the Mishnah doesn't spell it out. Rashi, Bechem Dishir Shon Shon Maichel Shon Shon Chil Shon Malachi Pirish Berish Pirkin Kroy Asa Shmina Kidam Berish Pirkin Even Nehemiah Mechachalia. That's one answer. The boy same as Gemara. Another answer. What's Rav Chizda coming to teach you? Rav Chizda ki Rav Zeida Masnila. Rav Chizda is coming to teach you what Rav Zeida said. The Rav Zeida Amar Lit Kufa. Rav Zeida says, you know what we mean when we say that Tishrei is the beginning of the year when it comes to the calendar. That we believe Tishrei the world was created, and it comes to this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Loza that what the Mishnah was created, the world was created on Tishrei, and therefore the calendar works on Tishrei. But Rabbi Lezi Amar Bet Tishrei Ve'olam. Rashi, boy, he doesn't have to tell you the papa, the butters, the shan, the shanim, the hochle, the stutters, Ella Kirab Zayda Masli. You know what it means over here? Shanim. When it says in the Mishnah, the shan of the shanim is the stut at Abzayda, he told me the Abzayda, the Prusha, the shanim, the Maslis, and the Abzayda. He means, Rav Chizda is trying to tell you that I learned Pshat in the Mishnah, said the shanim is for the calendar. When you work out the season, you have to know. Taisi makes a long cheshbon. Actually, the halacha thing we'll see later on, the kufa we follow, that's this the world was created. Taisi makes a long cheshbon, a fascinating thesis, and works out to the. And basically, he concludes that if you learn the world is created in this, the world is created in Tishrei, it's 2 days apart when the Meir Levan is, and he doesn't understand how can it be machlekes, because you just go outside and you can work out when Levan is the Meir. So, how can it be machlekes? And that's how he finishes off. He doesn't understand this whole machlokes.
When you say tkufa, on the other hand, you say a thing called tkufa status or whatever, which is the
seasons. He told like this. He says that Adam Edition was created on the sixth day. Who made the first Kiddush HaChadosh Pasha's Adam Edition? When did he make the Kiddush HaChadosh Pasha's the ninth hour? Because that's when the Abishai gave him the first mitzvah of Eitz Hadas. So Pasha's before then, he did nothing. That's the first time that he ever did anything. So he must have been Kiddush HaChadosh at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We know that 6 hours you can't see the Meilid. So it must be that the Meilid Levana was actually 9 in the morning. 9 in the morning. We can't see, but we know Cheshbon, that if it was 8, 3 o'clock, if that's when the Kiddush HaChodesh was, we know that we'll learn more later. 6 hours it's hidden, and 8 hours hidden in different parts of the world. So then he says, but we know that the world was created not when Adam was created. The world was created 6 days before, and a year is like a day is like a year. So 6 days is like a year. So we have an imaginary year before Adam was born. That's called the Shnas HaTayu. So all the calendars have a thing called the Shnas HaTayu. That, and most poskim hold that Adam Rishon is actually the second year. When we say the world is 5,700 years old, is already Adam was not part of the first year. He's the second year. If you hold that the Tishrei world is created, or whichever way you hold, Adam is already Rosh Hashanah next year. So you work an imaginary year back, and you work your way back. So if the world is created, and we know when the Meil was on the ninth day, and we had the Gemara Brachas, and it's 91 days and half a day, and so many Chalakim. So then you work your way back, you know exactly when the first calendar started, the first Meil of Anna, and then you make a Chajin the rest of the time. But the other day holds the other way around. Because Adam Rishon was a cup of the Eibishter, it was a high Madrega.
Obviously he didn't.
Then, but if you learn that it was an El, then that Benjamin Chayish Nissen was the Adam Edition, then you work your way back, it comes out 2 days apart. And Tez makes a whole Cheshbon here, and you have to hold cup. I lost cup somewhere in the middle. And therefore he says, I don't understand. Look at the end of Tez, a very interesting Tez. You turn to the Chesed Bey, just the very end. Let's just go here. The Dover Temahu, like 6 lines in the Tesis. Dover Temahu, it's a Pella. But men nechakur abalaza Rabbi Shua. What are they actually arguing in? The Tanya lekam and mainly the kufa menissen. That we paskin that when it comes to the calendar, we believe the world was created not in Tishrei, but in Nissen. But la meiladas le Tishrei. But when it comes to the meil levana is Nissen, and meiladas is something which is, I'm not even sure what meiladas is, we'll see later on, that we imagine is from Tishrei. It's very easy to tell. The Chav Dalat Shoy is Michsi Sara Ben Chadatul Atika. We know that it's 24 hours, that 6 hours from the old and 18 hours from the new before you can actually see it. It's 24 hours hidden. Kedisim Sai Perikam Erechin. The difference between the two cheshbon is whether it's Nishna Tisha is more than 2 days, dalit, 4 hours, and Tav Lamed Ches, and 438 chalakim. 2 days and 4 hours and 438 chalakim is the difference of cheshbon if you follow the world's great Nishna Tisha. Kula hai ain't row litters. How can you make such a mistake? How can there be such a machlekes? and your main is Tzarchin.
So what are we passing according to Rabbi Lezer?
We passing that the calendar goes
and
in this
what? Side. And Rabbi Lezer is the Shemuti.
I thought
we passing one for Chadashim, one for Shonim.
In the Shonim, we'll see, Shonim La Mishnah doesn't mean the years. So far, the first Chiz, the Papa Hole, has nothing to do with years, it has nothing to do with Shtaris. And it's Malki Umas Oilam. We're still talking about kings. We're not talking about creation of the world at all. This second answer says we're talking about creation of the world, because Tkufas. And the third answer is the same thing. The boy is saying, a third answer is, that it's talking about, not talking about the creation of the world, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, Judgment Day. And we'll see later more the design, you know, why the Shana was chosen as Judgment Day if the world was not created then. It says, Mereishis Hashanah Va'ad Achri Shanah. Mereishis Hashanah Nidin Mayev Sefer. The beginning of the year, David will judge what's going to happen at the end. So that's what he means, Lashani. Lashani means David's going to judge what's going to happen this year. Nothing to do with creation of the world. So three answers, two out of three, nothing to do with creation of the world. Only one of them has to do. Rashi, to judgment, judges the whole world. Everything's gonna happen at Tisha B'Av, the following Tisha. How do you know Reishis Hashanah means Tisha? Maybe it's Nissan. Because it says, this is a Peldiga thing. Such an important day, Judgment Day. The only way that we know Rosh Hashanah is Judgment Day is by passing it to him. It's an amazing thing. A passing
until
him.
Until David HaMelech had
been. Oh, that morass a few times. We knew, and then. But Tiku b'achoydu shayfer b'kesel liyem chagenu. It's a passing until him that you should blow on the choydu shayfer b'kesel liyem chagenu, and we teach ezel chag. Which yom tov is it? It says b'kesel when the moon is hidden. B'achoydu talking about the moon. B'kesel when it's hidden. Which chag comes out? Shachoydish mischasa. By which chag comes out? When shachoydish, the moon is hidden. Havi oimer zeh Rosh Hashanah. And uksivin. The next pasuk says, Ki choyk li Yisrael hu mishpul lekei Yaakov. Ki choyk li Yisrael hu mishpul lekei Yaakov. This is Judgment Day, and because it's Judgment, that's the only way we know Rosh Hashanah is. It's a half lapel. Rashi shachoydish mischasa by little choykim for those far away. What do you mean choydish mischasa by little choykim for those who are far away? Again, shach in the morning, lebnei ma'ir for the west, ba'arvis, and at night lebnei the east. If you shiktani, he's some lechidush. It's very small; you can't see it. Says the Gemara, tell me what we learn. You choykli Yisrael mishgal Yaakov melamish lebnei shemayla mechas nadin. It says ki choykli Yisrael mishgal Yaakov. When does lebnei shemayla go into convene the judgment? Elim ken kitchi bezin shlamata zechidush. Only what? Only the Bezen Shlamata is Mekadosh the Chedosh. The Ebeshe can't do anything until the Bezen Shlamata determines when the Chedosh is. If we learn later, Atem Afilu Sheigin, Atem Afilu Mutar, Atem Afilu Mezidin. The Bezen can do whatever they want. Tanida. So that's what we learn from this Pasuk. Rashi, Elim can kiss the Chedosh, welcome. Im Kavu Yisrael as Chayka Chedosh, then Yehem Mishpala Kodosh Baruch Hu. No, because Chok Yisrael, when the Eden make a Chok decide, now a new Taich. Chok Yisrael means when the Eden decided this was Chedosh, then Mishpala Kiyaka, then Ebeshe sits down and says, okay, let's judge them. Eden have total control. Another.
You could avoid judgment.
You have to make. But we learn later on, if you're not Makaj Chaydish, automatically it's the second day. So you gain nothing. All we can do is choose. Maybe she gets very limited.
You can defer one day.
That's it. Says in Maravaita. Tanya learned another place. Ki choik li Yisrael hu ainli el Yisrael, the Abish judges all the Eden. Lumas oyem anayin haino, the Abish judges also the Goyen. Tamalayim, Mishpul ke Yaakov. If so, if the Ebeshe judges everybody, then why just say Choykel Yisrael? Just say Chatchila. He Mishka Yaakov. He judges the whole world, including Eden. First, the Ebeshe judges the Eden, and then he judges everybody else. And Rav Chizda said, "Amar Rav Chizda, Melech v'Tzibur, a king has to be judged, and the community has to be judged. Who do you judge first? Melech nichnas chiladin. First, you judge the king. Shlomo says, Mishpat avdei u'mishpat amo. Shlomo Melech says, first you judge the eved, and then you judge everybody else. My time, why taker? What's the mile of being judged first? Iboy is aim alav oirich ad a pasnish lemeik malkav roi to have the king waiting outside until you finish dealing with everybody else. So the pasha pasnish, not dignified." Or it's better to be first before the key, before the judge gets really angry, gets tired of hearing all these complaints and everything else, irritable. So mekame de leifesh charena, before there's too much anger out there, we're the first ones. They should hopefully still is in a state of rachmanus. Rashi melech v'tzibek rebaruch donai some melech nichach for the king. Mishpat avdu shleima kamer. Shleima says it. The leifesh charena b'shvil avoyin tzibek in the sins of the community. Tastes an interesting taste there, but says the chayim is chasabai. So Rashi says that the moon is hidden in different parts of the world at different times. Tastes brings over here. That what do you call it? The word, and this is what Rodach says all the time, like the word kesed does not mean hidden. Mischasaba means set aside. Yom Makis is the day that's set aside. This is the day that's set aside for Rosh Hashanah. For this is the only Rosh day that we have that Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov. No other Yom Tov falls out of Rosh Chodesh. This Rosh Chodesh is set aside to be a Yom Tov as well. That's pshat there. Rabbeinu Meshulam says the pshat of Mischasaba is hidden. What's hidden? The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbeinu Tam fought Rabbeinu Meshulam was saying you don't bring a Karmel Chodesh. He brought Raiyas, you do bring a Karmel Chodesh. So Meshulam said back to him, I never said you don't bring a Chodesh, you do, but you don't talk about it. Yet Rabbeinu Tam and his davening put in, he added, in our davening we don't have it, and he added in the word Mevad Chodesh. The Machlek is if he even mentioned Chodesh. Rabbeinu Meshulam and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, bite it. So anyway, bite Vila Shmitin, also the Rosh Hashanah for Shmitin. Minolon, how do you know Shmitin starts Rosh Hashanah? The Chesiv, it says, Hashanah HaShvi is in the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Lord, it should be a year of Shabbos. And so what? How do you know means Tishrei? Maybe seventh month means Nisan, or whatever. Seventh year, I mean, Vigorma, we learn out, Shana mit Tishrei. It says Shana. Where else do you have the word Shana? By Tishrei. Reish is Hashana, Hashana. Chesiv, Reish is Hashana. And we know that Reish Hashana there means Tishrei, composing Tilum, Tikabal Chayda Shafer, Kichaikli Yisrael. How do you know? We also find the word Shana by Nisan. The Ligma Shana, Shana, Nisan, Chesiv, it says Bachayz Alechem, it says Bachayz Alechem, Elishan Alechem, Lachachay Hashana. It says there's also the word Shana. Ah, but over there by Nisan, it says Chachay Hashana. It's a year by months. Over here is a year without any months. Don in shana she ain't imal chadashim. Mishana she ain't imal chadashim has no months. The ain't don in shana she ain't imal chadashim. Mishana she has imal chadashim. You can't let it to him. Tell him about Vela Yevles and Yevul. Yevul also begins Tishrei. Yevles be'echad be'tishrei hu. You're telling me that Yevul, this is a discussion. You tell me Yevul starts with Shana, Yevul be'tishrei hu. We know that Yevul actually begins on Yom Kippur. How do I know? The Chesiv, it says a pasuk that you should blow the shofar on the seventh month and Yom Kippur. B'yom Kippur, b'yom HaKippurim, ta'aviru shofar. We had it last week's parasha. Now Yom Kippur is when you blow the shofar. Because that's when Yevul takes place. So it's not really Shana, Yom Kippur. So we said, we had yesterday already money. This is Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yechem and Bruki. So Machlek is Tanaim. When does Yevul begin? Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? Rabbi Shmuel holds begin Rosh Hashanah. Aye, it's in the Feshah Pasuk. You don't blow Shofar till Yom Kippur and they go home Yom Kippur. So he says, no. Yevul started Rosh Hashanah. The Tanya, the Kiddashtem, you should make holy Eshnas HaChamishim Shonah, Eshnas HaChamishim, the 50th year. Ma Talmud Leimer, what does it come to teach you? Ma Talmud Leimer, what does it come to teach you? He already told us, seven sets of 7 years. Ishmit, and the next year is Yevul, so why have to spell that again, and you should make holy the 50th year? But talk about the 50th year. It says Yom Kippur, Yochla, I would have thought, it says, by when do you blow Shev Yom Kippur? I would have thought, Loi Tehei Miskadesh, so when does Yevul begin? Elam Yom Kippur, Veilch. So the first 10 days is not really Yevul. Talmud Leimel, V'kiddash, the Meshnas, HaChemishim, the entire year becomes holy, from the Yishanah. Aye, how does that work then? The entire year is holy, yet you don't blow shofar until Yom Kippur. Milamich miskadeshes v'hayleches mitchilasa. When does the year begin from Rosh Hashanah? Mekano, but Rabbi Shmuel ben Yehuda b'Yechem Mevruker. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yehuda b'Yechem says, "Me Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim was already Yevul, but lahoyu avodim niftarin lebatenin. Go back home. V'loy mishtab madrim. Nor were they servants anymore. Ela oichlin v'shoysin. They have a merry time v'smeichin and they freilich v'atzer the same barashain. They wear crowns on their heads." Once Yom Kippur comes along, Tiku Bezen B'Shaifer, the Bezen Blue Shaifer, we talk of Bezen B'Shaifer, and then Niftar Avodin Lebatein, the Avodin went back to the houses, the Sodas, Chayyim, and all the fields went back to their owners. Started, yeah. And the fields garnished, nothing. But according to us, nothing happens before Yom Kippur. It all starts in Yom Kippur. He said the Kiddash Mishnas Chamishim means entire Rashi.
What's this mean?
He says that the Kiddash Mishnas means entire year is Yevul. So Yevul starts with Shana, but the pasuk clearly says Yom Kippur starts. So he says there's two stages, there's two phases in Yevul. You're free, but you're not totally free.
In other words, there's a build up to the Yom Kippur with regards to
Tari. You can imagine what it was like in Eretz Yisrael then. Sorry. You're free, but you're not really free. I mean, you're free. You're free within. You can't go home. You're not on Eved anymore.
So when he says here,
Evkani also, but Avodah Lo'olam is 50 years. Also, Yevul. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. That'll be party.
The
free, you know what I mean? Yeah, imagine what it was like then.
During those
10
days, can he still be there
with Pasha's not. Pasha's free. The only thing is he can't go home. He says they're no longer. He says v'loy mishtab. It says v'loy mishtab in ladonim. That means they're no longer.
So this is azoy field. Azoy field. Maybe
imagine what it was like. I must be very freilich then. Rashi. I know. Just try to picture with these guys. They're working for 40 years, 49 years, and they're free now. Go home.
Send us a mate Shuba, they party. He comes in Kippur and it's Hochis, they go out to the field and they watch the girls dancing.
Yeah, it's a freilich.
Well, where did it come from that Mick Logan and Vane and the ganze send us a mate Shuba?
You're right. Yeah.
Exactly. So then he wants the chaparai the last night, the last 10 days before the ever leaves.
They wouldn't belong to him. Someone has a baby after that.
Rashi. Rashi, loy niftarin levateya and the chsiv ta'avidu shayif of hadar cross and there you go free. Loy mishtabni, the chsiv v'kidash shayif mitl ta'ayye, v'atr sev l'shayin, im rotza los, oh, see Rashi says here, im rotza los ma'tara b'roshi. They want, they can put on lehara shayatza chavshi. What does Rashi want? What do we think? Is a mitzvah?
Walked around with that Torah in those days? I thought it was a
special girl's thing. Yeah, that girl's had that. You think what? What's up, Avonin? Without Rashi, you would have thought that you have to. You chupit shlaim. Shlaim itself, yeah. And without Rashi, you would have thought they have to wear a crown. Anyway, if I think about it. But Abara, what do they do? What do they do with the Kiddashtim? Shoni matim mikdash, v'yatim mikdash chadoshim. When Yovel comes in, Bezin has a mitzvah zechiv on the Bezin. You know, it's a big machleik b'sirus ha'imer if you can count ourselves or not. Because by Yovel it says v'kidashtem if shvartim lechem, and there it's a din on the Bezin. So how do we view then when it comes to b'sirus ha'imer? If every person has a counter, can you hear somebody else counting and be yaitzer with that? Machleik is a shoni. Shoni matim mikdash kishnas Yovel nichneses mitzvah al Bezin leimim mikudash yetsa kiddush. The Atnakadosh of Chaydik, Rabbi Elizabeth, Hashim, Rabbi Lakam, Bere Sheni, Bein Shnei, Bezmane, Bein Shnei, Bezmane, Ein Mikachi Noi, so y'all tell me, well, you don't have to Mikadosh. So Rabbanu said, you know what's the Kiddashtim? Not to tell you an entire year's Kiddush, to teach you a din, that only by Yevul the Bezin has a Chiv to go ahead and say Mikudosh, Mikudosh. They don't have a Chiv to the Machlek, we'll see later whether the 30th day Mikadosh or the 31st day Mikadosh, or neither. Shani Mata, Mikadosh, Mikadosh, Chadoshim. Rashi, inviting him on, Tanya will live in another place. Yovel, he, it says in the Pasuk that it's Yovel, 50th year's Yovel, Matam, what do you mean Yovel, he? We have another Pesukim already. Lefish, and Emma, it says another Pasuk, Kiddash, Mishnas, Chamishim. Yochel, I would have thought, Kishem, Shemiskadesh, Vahilech, Mitchilasi. When did Bezin declare that this year Shmit Yovel? From the beginning of the year, I would have thought. Kach miskadesh v'haylech is b'seifer. I would have thought that it continues into the next year. Now, Lochera, why would you think it continues into the 51st year? But alti tama, don't be in this ball. Shadi meisifin nuchay la lekodesh. We have a concept which we'll learn tomorrow. It's blot the whole idea of Tosfos. You add to the year, so we would have thought you add to the year as well and move along. Maybe to him, keep it next year. Tama leima says yevul he shnasa chamishim. Only the 50th year is yevul shnasa chamishim atam mekadesh. The atam mekadesh shnasa chamishim v'achad. That's you need for Rashi. Lefish never. They hold, in other words, this day, this Braisa also holds the beginning of the year you were Mekadosh. This follows Abishmol. That Rosh Hashanah already made it Yevul. But Rabban hold on Rosh Hashanah, you didn't make it Yevul. Yom Kippur, you declared it Yevul. But Rabban, what do they do? Shnas Chamishim Atamayna, V'yatamayna, Shnas Chamishim V'achas. That, you know, there's a Machlafukit, what do you mean? Negate the opinion of Yehuda. He holds that Shnas HaChamishim Oilu L'kan L'kan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 50th year is also the first year of the new cycle. No, it's the 50th year, which is Yovel, only five more years, and the 6th year is Shemitah.
So it's really only a
49-year
cycle.
It's a 49-year cycle, not 50. That's what the Pesuk says, Shnasa Yovel, he, this is Yovel, and it's only this year should be dedicated for Yovel, and don't use it to count the year number one from the next pile. Kamash Melandaloya, we don't do it. No, we don't do that. Rashi, it takes it actually holds that this is the halacha. like Rabbi Yehuda.
So then, if that's halachic, then how do you have
the thing
that
2 years in a
row? No.
You divide cheshbon. Look at his long tesis there. Lafuk Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. He doesn't hold that. Tesis. Rashi. Rabbanu Levi Mekrash is Gad Mechalas Vela Yitzchak Hila Mute. So you don't have to mind the sefer. The Darshil Hachish. Shnas Hachamishim Mina. You only count the thing for itself. He at the Mina. Shnas Hayevul. Shnas Hachamishim the sefer Yevul. Sheavar the past year. But Achas Leminyan Yevul. How about for future year? He at the Mina. Shnas Yevul. How about Elam Shon Lachiyev the year after Yevul. Well, I've got a Yudah Amma Bezen Dorim, Shnas Chamishim Oil Lekan Ulekan, Shnas Ayevel, Vishon Rishaino, Lisham Shmita Abba, the first year. Look at the first line of the Tesis, Lafuki Rav Yudah, Oimeri, even though the Gemara clearly says Lafuki Rav Yudah, Afilo Hochi, Halochi Rav Yudah, the Amma who says Shnas Chamishim Oil Lekan Ulekan. And here I is, Gemara says, Rav Yudah, Bishmaite the Ton Rel Yo, Gabi Mandala Yodah, Bekam Hashani Bishuah, Koy Nishko, which you're standing in, Mekol Mea Tartit, for every 100 years, deduct 2, Vishade Aproti. In other words, it's every 49 years. Not every 50 years, every 49 years. Because the first year, which is Yovel, is also the first year of the new cycle. Other Shemagritasis. Interesting. All right.